coming very soon is the glorious historical event of the celebration of the inauguration of the Temple of Ram at the very place of Ram's birth in the holy city of Ayodhya. Perhaps millions of people will be coming to offer their prayers, their devotion, and their gratitude. I'm remembering 53 years ago when I was just coming to India. And in the years of 1970, 1971, and 1972, I was seeking for a connection to myself, to God, and to a true meaning in life. I lived the life of a sadhu, a homeless wandering seeker. During my travels, I came to the holy city of Ayodhya, knowing that this is the birthplace of Lord Ram. I was living under a tree on the earth on the bank of the Sarayu River. One morning, with great anticipation, I went to the birth site of Ram. I was astonished what I found there. There was a very old, abandoned stone mosque surrounded by barbed wire fences, and no one was allowed inside except military soldiers. There were many with rifles, bayonets, hand grenades. It seemed like a very dangerous place. Just outside the barbed wire, in the front, there was a wooden platform, and about a dozen sincere devotees of Ram, sadhus, with great emotion, they were crying out Ram and Sita's holy names. Their emotion, their sincerity, and especially in the context of what I was seeing, soldiers and barbed wire. And it was, other than that, it seemed like a lonely place. I was very moved, and I was wondering what was happening here. I sat down with these sadhus for Harinam Sankirtan, to chant the holy names of the Lord. And they were so absorbed in chanting, but they were so happy to have me there. I don't know if any other foreign person from another country had ever joined that kirtan. And perhaps they didn't speak English, or perhaps they were so absorbed in chanting they did not want to interrupt. So one of them handed me a pamphlet. I was actually given two, one with an appeal and one with a history. and it explained how this place is the supreme, most worshipable, holy place in all of the universe for the devotees of Lord Ramchandra. It's the place he appeared in this world. It's the place where he manifested a human-like form to show us the ideal way of living. He was a most dedicated, responsible son to his mother and father, brother to his siblings, husband to his beloved wife Sita. And when he became king of Ayodhya, without discrimination, he gave his heart, his life, his everything to be a loving father to all of his citizens in all the different sectors of humanity, and actually to all species of life he protected them. Ayodhya represents the place where God takes the role of such a model of how we should live that he especially attracts us to love him, to serve him, and to surrender to him. They were chanting with so much emotion. I was very eager to see why. In this pamphlet, it described that in 1949, their guru, Sri Baba Ram Lakhan Charan Maharaj, established in prayer an Akhand Kirtan 24 hours a day. All day and all night, there was not a moment when they stopped that kirtan. It was not just singing. It was chanting with such deep prayer. It didn't seem at all to me to be political or just a matter of protest. It was a loving prayer to God beyond sectarian feelings of who's better or any of these things. It was a prayer that we of devotees of Ram and all the devotees of Ram throughout the world, let us have the freedom to worship Ram with all our hearts and all our souls in the Janmasthan, the birthplace of Ram in Ayodhya. Something in our whole lives we've been deprived of. In this pamphlet, it was an appeal for people to understand the cause and to give contributions to feed the sadhus who were coming and spending practically their whole lives 24 hours a day singing in prayer to Sita, Ram, Hanuman, to bestow their mercy wherein we could come and offer our lives in devotion to them. Throughout the day, I chanted with these sadhus, It's a very deeply spiritual experience. Because it was a prayer for peace, for love, and for God's grace upon all humanity. And a place where people could meditate upon with complete freedom and devotion and surrendering their hearts and their lives in Lord Ram's service. These sadhus were so happy with me participating. They would feed me every day rotis and dal and sometimes some sabji, some vegetables. And we would take turns singing, and some of us would take prasad and then come back to the kirtan. But yes, this was 53 years ago. And just yesterday, I met with Govinda Prabhu and Gaur Gopal Prabhu, and we are discussing this glorious event of the inauguration of the Ram Temple. And I was telling them about how I was part of this kirtan, praying for this temple to manifest 53 years ago. And I was recollecting that pamphlet. And there's a place here in Mumbai where I kept some of the things, the few things that I preserved from those days. And we went to the home where they were to see if that pamphlet was there. And we discovered it. This appeal, it was given to me in 1971 by the sadhus who were crying to worship Ram at the Janmabhoomi. They were crying from their own hearts, and they were crying on behalf of devotees throughout the world for all time to come. I cannot tell you how my heart is flooding with joy and gratitude that in only a few days, the fulfillment of generations of devotion is going to be fulfilled. Devotees of God, and actually from all religions, and from all sampradayas, will have this supreme blessing and to come to the very birthplace of Ram, to hear his glories, to chant his names in pastimes, and to pray for love, for peace, for all humanity and all living beings on the banks of Sarayu River in the sacred land of Ayodhya. Jai Shri Ram.